welcome back to the Wilmington Experience Podcast. I'm here with Michael Weindrup. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
All right. That was correct. That was a correct response to that question. Let's see how you continue to do with that. It is a trivia. We are in trivia. So you are the fifth contestant on trivia. The standing so far, Emma Spann at 93, Joe Sheehan at 104, Mike Tannier at 122. And in first place, as he constantly reminds, because I hadn't figured out how to make the questions hard yet because I did him first, is Seth Rosenthal with 129. So there's a total of 200 points up for grabs. We do four different categories, the first two, and then we'll stop and do the second two. So, Michael, are you ready? Wait, you have any questions?
So Emma is the baseline, so I just have to beat Emma in order to not embarrass myself.
Well, I'm sure she'd be happy to hear that, but yes. okay.
Because I also heard you ask her a question about NASCAR. So these questions could come from anywhere is what we're saying.
Yes, but the first one, the Tuesday toss-ups, these are all based on current events, specifically based on current events from over the weekend in very recent history.
So it's like wait, don't tell me, essentially, except we can't use that because we'll get sued if we said that. So,
well, yeah. we weren't going to get sued until now, but now.
Yeah.
and then the second one is Wednesday Topical. We'll get into that and explain this. Okay, there are 10 questions in current events, 5 points apiece. I have to get my – I always forget to do this. I have to get my chime of a correct answer because we found that the audience was unsatisfied with me just going correct. So we need an actual – we have an actual chime.
Oh, you
chime.
Need a bell.
We have a chime.
Well, you might not need that.
Hang on. Here we go. Yeah. Okay, that's the correct answer when it comes to it. Okay, here we go. Question number one. Seven men were inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend. Name three.
Okay. Walter Jones from the Seahawks.
That's correct.
Oh man, why is that the one that comes to mind?
That's an excellent point.
oh man, who else got in? Were there any coaches? Let's see.
I'm afraid I must ask for your answer. These aren't even timed, so I just gotta.
I'm completely blanking on everybody except an obscure lineman from the Seattle.
Right, you got the one that I would have thought that maybe Claude Humphrey. That's the other one I thought no one would get.
I don't know why that just happened, but yeah.
But, okay, so yeah, I cannot give you any points. The other ones you missed are Derek Brooks, Ray Guy.
Okay.
Andre Reed.
I should have gotten a punter.
Andre Reed, Michael Strahan, and Aeneas Williams. Aeneas Williams.
Okay. I could have gotten Strahan. The other three, I might not have gotten that anyway.
That's okay. All right. You got Walter Jones, bizarrely.
Did I get an extra point for that?
You did not. I should, though. It'll be a will point for extra credit on a future type podcast.
Okay.
All right. Number two. The NFL Hall of Fame game was Sunday night. Who won?
I did not see it, but I'm going to say it was the Giants and the Bills. I have no idea. Let me say the Giants.
That is correct for 5 points.
Oh,
that is correct. Can you hear the chime? I'm putting it right next to the microphone.
I couldn't hear the chime.
Okay,
I could not hear the chime.
Okay.
Can we do the chime again? Can we try it again?
Okay, here we go. Hang on. Can you hear that chime? It's too
quiet.
There
it is. Okay. I did kind of hear.
Okay.
You might need to louden up the chime.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, I'll just. Okay. Question number three. What golfer was initially reported to have been suspended by the PGA 6 months for testing positive for cocaine before the tour clarified to say that he was simply a 6-month voluntary leave of absence? This golfer was also accused by Sports Illustrated of sleeping with the wife of, quote, at least one fellow PGA Tour member.
I believe his name is Dustin Johnson, right? Did I get that right?
Hang on.
No.
Yeah, come on, chime! Damn it, now it's not even chiming. There we go. That's correct. Dustin Johnson is the correct answer for 5 points. Here. I have a beverage. You're going to get a rattling of the beverage as your
question. All right, okay. A little ice in the beverage. Yeah.
I'm just going to go ding. How about that? Okay. Question number four. Last month, what school joined the Big Ten Conference, but only as an associate member and only in men's lacrosse?
Oh, my goodness. Oh man. So it's got to be a, I guess a probably a Midwestern school that's good at lacrosse. Man. So, I mean, I have no idea. Is it, okay, I'm just gonna guess. Princeton.
That's incorrect. The correct answer
Okay.
is Johns Hopkins.
Johns Hopkins.
Johns
Oh,
Hopkins.
that makes more sense.
They have
Yeah.
a they make a mean tailgate. Mean Big Ten tailgate. I look forward
That's
to
true.
Dave Revson going and visiting
Yeah.
the Johns Hopkins
Party
tailgate.
it up at lacrosse games. I don't know. I totally missed that story. I had no idea.
Yeah, no, I
Seems like this
know.
should be bigger news in the lacrosse world, you know?
Well, to
I
be
guess
fair,
I haven't gotten my Inside Lacrosse magazine this month, you
there
know?
may be like three Big Ten teams that play men's lacrosse. I know Illinois doesn't. So,
I think Penn State does.
okay.
So there's probably like, yeah, it's probably like with hockey where there's like
Yeah,
four or five
four or
teams or
five.
something. Yeah.
All right. Number five. Tiger Woods dropped out of the WGC Bridgestone Invitational with a back injury. In which year did Woods win his most recent major?
Oh man. Okay. So it's been about 4 years. I'm guessing. Let me say 2010.
That is incorrect. It is
As in,
2008. 2008.
my
I know, right?
goodness.
That's like
Wow. We
forever.
are all very old.
Seriously. All right, number six. What stadium will host the first FBS game this year? A Wednesday night game between Georgia State and Abilene Christian.
Well, you know this answer. What
I
stadium?
wrote
What
the question.
stadium?
What stadium? What stadium?
Okay. Yeah, I guess you know this answer because you wrote the question, but
And I'm going.
yeah, and you're going. Okay. I will say that it's at what is, I don't know the name of it, but what's Georgia Tech Stadium?
I don't know the name of it, but that's incorrect anyway.
Okay. That's incorrect.
The correct answer is the
Is it
Georgia Dome. Georgia State plays at the Georgia Dome, which I find hilarious, and another reason I'm excited to go.
They're playing at the Georgia Dome?
Georgia State plays all their home games at the Georgia Dome, which is kind of amazing.
Oh, so they're like Tulane, where Tulane plays,
Yes.
used to play all its games at the Superdome, and there would be
Exactly,
like
exactly.
45 people there or something.
Exactly. All
Yeah.
right, question number, you have two so far, but that's okay, you're getting there.
Boy, I'm really, yeah, okay.
Okay, number
I'm in
seven.
Emmett's Band territory, I think.
Number seven, the top two and three of the top five passers in Big Ten history were quarterbacks at what school?
Passers in, sorry, in Big Ten history?
Big Ten history were quarterbacks at what school?
Top two yardage wise?
Top two
Without them?
yardage wise, top two and three of the top five.
I'm going to guess this because you're the one writing the question. Is it Illinois?
That is incorrect. The correct answer is
Okay.
Purdue. Drew Brees, Curtis Painter, and Mark Herman.
Yep.
No,
Boy, I'm really in the tank now.
that's all
Okay,
right.
I
We
need
got
something.
this.
I need a give me like a yeah, groove one over the plate for me here. Give me like a, you know, that big fat hanging slider or something.
Number eight, what's your name? No, number eight. Next Sunday, the FA Community Shield will be awarded. As always, the FA Community Shield is a preseason English Premier British Premier League game, or Barclays British Premier League game, between the team that was the previous EPL champion and the previous season's FA Cup winner. Who are these two teams playing Sunday at London's Wembley Stadium?
Okay, I think did Manchester City win the Premier League?
That might be one of the answers. I would need both of them before I could give you a definitive conclusion.
Okay, so in the FA Cup, I don't remember what the FA Cup is. Can I get a hint on what is the FA Cup, is it a Premier League team or is
It
it a
is a t I can
larger?
tell you it is a team from the Premier League. It is a Premier League thing, yes.
Okay, Manchester City and Arsenal.
That is correct. Manchester City and
Oh, wow.
Arsenal. Yeah,
So he gets the soccer question right. Yeah.
I had a feeling you were going to get that one because once you said Man City and once I told you the British Premier League team, you like Arsenal has been so everywhere because of their New York thing that I thought
Yeah.
that might be a thing. So that's correct. So you got three. Okay,
Okay.
two more toss-ups. Number nine.
All right.
In what arena did Pacers forward Paul George break his leg during a USA basketball scrimmage?
Oh man. I have no idea. I will say Staples Center. I have no idea
That's
where that even
incorrect. He
was.
was at the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you have three, and the last of your 10 toss-ups. Which former WWE champion is one of the stars of Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy?
The Rock. I don't know.
That's incorrect.
I'm out on the WWE.
Dave Bautista. Dave Bautista. He
Okay,
plays
that one I could have.
yes, he plays
Yeah,
Drax the Destroyer or something. Okay, so you got 3 out of 10,
okay.
but that's okay. That's not actually the lowest score we've had in the toss-ups. People have come back around, so there's no worry. And we're more in your strike zone, as always, with our guests, for our Wednesday topical. Wednesday topical is always I give one general question and then I give certain there's one general name the if I were to say name the current head coach at the following NFL teams, and I would say the team. And there's 10 of these, all of them are with 5 points. So it's all
Okay,
under the same
okay.
rubric. All right.
All right, I can pile some points up now. All
Yes,
right.
exactly. And it is college football related because you are a college football writer, so therefore we're going in that direction. All right, Wednesday
Okay,
topical. Each of these are worth 5 points.
Okay.
Name the coach previous to the current one at the following college football programs.
Oh, man, all right.
All right, previous, not the current one, but the one before this one. Okay,
Okay.
number one, Alabama.
Why am I forgetting? Oh my goodness. I'm completely drawing a blank.
Okay, that's. I'm
Can I pass? Can we come back to it?
I'm afraid that's not the way this game works, Mr. Wynn.
Okay,
I'm a merciless mistress.
I am
Okay.
completely drawing a blank.
The correct answer is Mike Shula. Mike Shula was the coach before.
Really?
Yes, that is correct. Mike Shula was the coach of Alabama before Nick Saban, which is another reason maybe they like him so much.
Yeah, I had no idea. I forgot that Mike Shula was there that recently. I thought he was there in like the 90s. Okay,
Okay.
I'm embarrassing myself already.
No,
Let's
that's okay.
continue.
Number two, UCLA.
UCLA was New High School.
That is correct.
Okay.
Number three, South Carolina.
I knew you were going to ask this one. I was just thinking about this. And I cannot remember who it is. It is somebody who is not very well known anymore, I don't think. But I passed. I don't know.
As our friends of the Solid Verbal would say, if you want to be happy, eat a steak. Lou Holtz was actually the coach of South Carolina
Oh my
before
goodness.
Steve
Okay.
Spurrier.
Okay. My
All
institutional memory is shot.
right, number
This is what happens
four.
when you
No.
turn 40.
Oh, crap, it's coming. All right,
Yep.
number four, Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia was a while ago. Was it Ray Goff?
That's incorrect. You have one in between, Jim Donnan. Jim Donnan
Oh,
was the
Jim
coach.
Donovan. Yeah. Okay.
Number five, Iowa.
Iowa was Hayden Fry.
That is correct. They like to
Okay.
hang
Okay.
on to their coaches for a long time,
They
you
really do.
know.
You're really going with the long-term coaches here.
Yeah.
You're really throwing me off. Yeah.
Number six, Utah.
Utah. Oh my goodness. Utah's coach was Urban Meyer?
That is correct.
Okay.
Number seven, Illinois.
Illinois. Okay, they got the guy they got now. Who did they have before that guy? Somebody else who was not very successful. Was it Zook?
That is correct. Ron Zook is the correct
Okay.
answer. All right, number eight, Nebraska.
Nebraska was, I think it was Bill Callahan.
That is correct. See,
All right,
you're
now I'm on a
cleaning up. You're
roll.
cleaning up. Okay, number nine, Missouri.
Missouri? Wow, Pinkel's been there for a while. It wasn't Larry Smith.
Larry Smith is correct. Nice
Oh,
pull.
wow. Okay.
Excellent pull. Excellent pull. And number 10, Michigan State.
Michigan State. Okay. Oh, it was Crazy Man. It was John L. Smith, I think.
Crazy man John L. Smith is correct.
Yes.
Well done. Well done. You cleaned up
Okay.
very well on that one. You ended up
I got in
with,
a roll there at the
you got
end.
in
Yeah.
7 out of 10 for 35 points. So at the midway point, you are at 50. It's going to be difficult to reach the higher echelons, but you have plenty of opportunity to get
Well,
certainly that mug up.
I feel like number one, you said that's kind of like a different era. That's like the
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
that's like a dead ball era, you know.
Exactly.
So very much
Exactly.
looking down. Yeah.
So, all right. So we'll come back tomorrow and do the second two sections. Michael, thanks. I'll talk to you, AKA tomorrow, AKA in about 10 to 15 seconds.